Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha program. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be your host till inshallah 8 o'clock. And online we have is Maulana Bilal. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you are well, Maulana, as well as our listeners.
Inshallah, I'm well. I hope you are well. You know, the Sanha offices, you guys are always busy checking for this ingredient, that ingredients.
True, it never ends. It's a constant effort to ensure that we eat halal as well as the Ummah.
Maulana, I've just received from yourself, I see there's something saying GAC, Sana is pleased to announce the receipt of an award of accreditation by the GCC Accreditation Center, successful registration by the Emirates Authority of Standardization and Metrology. Mark, can you just, I want to know, what is this, what does it this exactly mean?
So, you know, in this world of globalization, where products from South Africa go to other countries, other products from other countries come to South Africa, there's been a lot of networking with halal bodies. You know, a couple of years ago, that the Malaysian halal body, Jakim, came to South Africa, and they audited the different procedures and standards adopted by the different halal bodies in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, they then gave confirmation that SANHA standards was in accordance or acceptable to them, and therefore companies who are certified by SANHA, they can export their products to Malaysia. So a similar thing has happened here, where the Gulf region, this is all basically most of the Arab states, for imports into their countries, they have certain standards. Mm-hmm. So these cover hygiene, they cover quality, and they cover halal as well. So alhamdulillah, we see that, before there wasn't much awareness in those countries with regards to halal certification. But now they've officially standardized it. They've adopted the standards and criteria to check the products coming into their country is, in terms of their criteria, halal. So auditors from the organization called GAC, or Gulf Accreditation Council, they had come and they had, so to say, audited SANHA, and they looked at all the certification protocol systems that SANHA has in place, and alhamdulillah, they found that these protocols and systems are in accordance with the standards as well. So they basically audited the audit.
Gee, Marana, we have a call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, it looks like we've lost that caller. Marana, what you're saying, another part is that what's the difference between the GAC accreditation and the registration with the ESMA then?
Okay, so the registration with the ESMA, this is a prerequisite for certification by GAC or GAC accreditation. So the registration with ESMA signifies that SANHA's halal certification has been recognized and it's been approved for the export of halal products to the UAE.
So that would mean that if you go to the UAE, all the products in the UAE should be halal?
No, this is not what we are saying. It simply means that products which are SANHA certified can be imported into the Gulf region and will be acceptable by their government as halal.
JazakAllah, Maulana. Maulana, we know that now Udhiya is coming, and also we see that there's a presentation by ulama covering histories and virtues of Qurbani, regulations, treatment of animals, Q&A session. Maulana, what is this actual program about from the SANHA point?
Okay, so a couple of years back, alhamdulillah, some of the ulama at SANHA, there are some ulama who have a lot of experience in the field of slaughtering abattoirs and so forth, especially our Haji Mahmoud Sahib. And we thought, with that experience, we can put it at the disposal of the Ummah, to educate people and to inform people what is the correct and best way. This is a sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to hand that animal over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best possible manner. And obviously, we have seen at the Qurbani time that there were many problems, there were many, misunderstandings, or people were unaware of certain things. And to educate the Ummah, the ulama at SANHA said, let's take this expertise and put it at the service of the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, for this reason, we are going to be having a Qurbani program this Wednesday at Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad. This is in Landau Park. There at the Cordoba school is there in the same area as well. It's actually called Cordoba Village, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Marana, then we see that there's a question that's coming in from the one of the listeners. Is the Woodlands First Choice custard halal?
Yes, the product is halal, so true.
Okay, Marana, then coming to you guys, new events and any new news that's coming in from Sana?
Okay, so in the past week or 2 weeks, we've had some outlets that have been deleted or are no longer certified by Sana. That would be the chicken stop at Plaza Station. There has been a change of ownership there to non-Muslims. Therefore, we've taken away our certification. In Pinetown, there's Dunmast Distributors, but they've closed down. Jack's Nicks in Mpumalanga, we've taken our certification away because of breach of agreement. The company no longer could continue to adhere to the agreement they had signed with Sana, and therefore we took away our certification.
So now we see that there's a chicken stop in Pretoria, also a certification terminated.
Yeah, that's the same one I was mentioning, where the ownership has changed over the months, and we have taken away our certification.
Okay, someone asked that there's someone called by Popeyes in South Africa. What's our take on them?
Okay, the Popeyes franchise, the franchise head office, so they have signed an agreement with Sana to oversee the halal compliance of the individual stores. So at the moment, the two stores that are in existence, the one in Sandton and the one at Eastgate Mall, both are certified halal by Sana.
Okay. One of the Roman's Pizza, someone asked, Roman's Pizza, are they all halal or are they certain halal and certain are not certified?
Yes, certain stores are not certified by Sana. In fact, they would serve haram pizza. It's only the select few stores that we do certify, which have an independent halal logistics and independent halal program.
Okay. Well, let us take a short break, and inshallah, when we return, we'll come to our callers. Remember that if you do have a question for halal and haram to ask our panelists from Sanha, then you can dial in on 011-854-1548. It's 011-854-1548. We are awaiting your call. So if you do have any question, remember that you're not educating only yourself. You're educating all the listeners. They are also listening to what you're saying. And like this, we can all find out what is halal and what is haram. So inshallah, when we come back from the break, we'll take the calls. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam. It is now exactly 13 minutes to the hour of 8. We welcome back, Mawlana Bilal. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Marana, as well as your listeners.
See, well, it looks like people don't have a phone today. I don't know if it's the weather that has caught them, if they're still feeling very cold, that they don't even want to go to their phones to dial us. But okay, Marana, since they don't want to dial us, let me ask you a question. Marana, if somebody comes and they say, Marana, you know, I have a food outlet, that I would like to certify, what are the steps that goes on with that?
So the first step would be we would seek some description of their business, exactly what operation they're doing, and they would then send an email with such a description and an intent that they would like their business to be halal certified. After that, they would be sent a raw material evaluation form, which they would have to complete, listing every raw material that is found at their store, including the suppliers or even the manufacturers of those products. Once that has been submitted, it is evaluated and checked by a regulatory department. If there are any non-conformances in that submission, they will then be advised of that. After that, our applications team would then go and physically visit the store and see that the submissions that they've given us are the same as what is found in the store itself. So this is a preliminary evaluation. If everything is okay and everything is found to be halal, then an agreement is signed between Sana and the company for halal certification. If everything is not found to be in order, they are then advised what the non-conformances are. And if they are willing to change those things, you know, maybe change suppliers of certain ingredients if those ingredients are problematic, obviously with the assistance from the applications team, then once everything is in order and they sign the agreement, then certification is then concluded. And then that's where the inspectorate team comes in, and they will then keep on visiting the store or the company on a regular basis to ensure that the agreement is adhered to.
Okay. One another question is, think is halal?
Think is, they contain bovine gelatin. This is beef gelatin taken from the hides of cattle, and these cattle have not been slaughtered by Muslims, and from Sunnah side, we do not regard it as halal.
Well, I see the events that are coming up. Amongst the events, there's a nice halal trade expo that's happening in Korea. I wouldn't have thought of Korea as a place where halal trade expo would be taking place. More on this one?
Alhamdulillah, no. Like I said earlier, you know, with globalization, we're finding a lot of Korean products in the South African market, especially drinks as well. In fact, some of our management members are traveling to that part of the world, in the Philippines and so forth. You know, halal is a big market, and obviously, you know, Muslims are very large in number. I mean, one in every four people or one in every five people is a Muslim, and all of these people need to consume halal. So the world is waking up to this. No matter where you are in the world, halal is becoming important to you, no matter what your religious affiliation as well.
Okay, Marana, we have a question. Salam, which cheese slices are halal suitable?
Cheese slices, there is the palmolive ones, the clover ones, which are manufactured in South Africa, and you have First Choice. Unfortunately, Dairy Bell is closed down, so you won't find their slices any longer.
And there's another one, it's called, I don't know if Honeydew is making any cheese slices, anything on that, no.
Mahfouta's brand?
Honeydew, I think that's the one.
Honeydew,
to my knowledge,
they don't make cheese slices.
Don't make cheese slices. Marana, the Colgate, I know I asked you about this last time. We see that many of our stores in Indonesia, especially in like the people going to Nagin and those areas, the Colgate, I was reading the brand, it says made in India in Gujarat. That's where it's manufactured and it's made for South Africa. Ma, you guys got anything on that? Because I remember the last time I did ask and you mentioned that the Colgate factories in South Africa have closed down because of manufacturing costs being much cheaper overseas.
Yeah.
Any results on that?
Still in the process. You know, the logistics is it's a bit difficult to manage, you know, because they're not only importing from India, it's Kenya, India, China, Brazil. But we have requested the company to give us, you know, some direction as soon as possible, but we're waiting feedback from them.
Okay, Ma, then you guys having, I see also on this event card that there's outward selling mission to Singapore and Malaysia. Also a nice food agro in Tanzania. That will be something good to check out on the food agro in Tanzania.
Yeah, also in East Africa, there is also, you know, this awareness of halal happening. In fact, 1 or 2 years ago, we had an entire delegation from that part of the world come to present our offices for training and setting up halal bodies. So again, you know, this is just part of the mission of SENA to create awareness, not only in South Africa, but serving the entire ummah with regards to the field of halal.
I mean, well, we have one caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
You can ask your question.
I wanted to know if Supreme Chocolate halal.
Supreme Chocolate, Marna?
Supreme Chocolate? Who is the manufacturer of the product?
Who is the manufacturer of the chocolate?
It's the manufacturer is Chocolate Frey.
Chocolate?
Made in Switzerland.
Okay. Frey chocolates, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get information on them. It was queried, but the manufacturer hasn't given us any detailed information.
Papa, you got that? We don't have any information from the manufacturer, so we don't have any results on that yet.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Ma, then I see that there's another one is the China Jian Halal Expo. I know that China also, there's a lot of Muslims in China. So this will be something good to attend to. I mean, with a population of a lot of billions in China, there's quite a bit of Muslims. So this is something that needs to happen.
Definitely. China also, they're becoming a very large food exporter as well. Many companies are manufacturing their products or their food products now in China. You know, it happened before with the textiles and with the electronics and so forth. And now, you know, in the natural process, we've gone over to food now. The manufacturing of food is happening in China. Unfortunately, you know, at this stage, we don't have any working relationship with any halal bodies in China. But again, these type of events and these type of fairs, you know, where we can network with people, reliable, independent, credible people, you know, to somehow get some direction of what's happening with regards to halal in China.
Okay. Manana, there's a call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. You know, in the deodorants and the, what do you call, body creams, there's a substance in the ingredient that's called cetyl alcohol or cetosterol alcohol. Is it fine if you use that?
Yes, it is fine. Those types of alcohols, they are not impure. So if you apply them to your body, there's no problem with it.
So you can make salah with it?
Yes, you may.
You can. Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Mom, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Hello. Okay, my question came about, you know the new Oreos, that the Oreo cookie covered with chocolate made by Cadbury, Dairy Milk, is that halal?
That's under query at the moment. It's made in Egypt. We are waiting for some information from Cadbury South Africa.
Okay, 100%. Well, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam. Manana, I'd like to know vegan M.M. Mellows. It's a strawberry flavored called whoopie. Is it halal?
The vegan products which contain marshmallows, they do use bovine gelatin to manufacture them, and therefore we don't approve of them.
See, so those vegan marshmallows, then just check, many of them do have the bovine gelatin. That's the gelatin which originates from the beef, which is not slaughtered according to our Sharia. So we need to check on that. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Alright, I just want to find out if a cool short spaghetti in cheese flavored tomato sauce halal.
The cool flavored, what's it? Spaghetti in cheese flavor.
Cheese flavor.
Yes, the product is halal suitable.
Is that halal suitable?
Yes.
Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wow, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'd like to inquire if Pango sweets are halal.
Pango sweets, made by the OEA company. We only approve of them if they actually have the Sena Halal logo on the packaging. Alright? So, if it does not have our logo on it, we don't give any assurance for that.
Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakumullah. Another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Siapa?
Amulana, I wanted to know Sensodyne toothpaste. Can we use it?
Yes, you may use Sensodyne toothpaste.
Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah. Well, it looks like the callers woke up quite late. That will be our last call, as we have only 2 minutes left before the news. Well, jazakallah for that. I see that towards the end we got many people asking quite important questions. I mean, even that the chocolate, that Oreo's chocolate, that one is it's the latest one. I see a lot of people eating it. And jazakallah for giving us the insight on that. Well, inshallah, we'll get back to Maulana next week, Monday, inshallah.
Inshallah ta'ala. Again, you can get hold of Sena via our Halal Yellow Plan. If you have any queries, complaints, suggestions, please give us a call on 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email to helpline@sena.org.za. You can also find us on social media, especially on Facebook, Twitter, as well as on Instagram.
Jazakallah, Maulana. Jazakallah, much of your time has been taken. We appreciate that you have taken our time to address us. And inshallah, we'll meet again next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
That's the end of the SANA program for this week. If you do have any questions, you can contact SANA. And if you want, you can wait until next week, Monday again, at the same time when Brother Faisal will be hosting the SANA program next week. From myself, Muhammad Bamin, my engineer, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.